Hi, I'm Paul Keenan, and you're about to start developing strength from the inside out with this podcast. I'm a personal trainer and mentor for trainers and coaches. With me, you won't get motivational fluff or hype. You will get a combination of brain science, real client case studies, transformational psychology, action steps, and some woo-woo wisdom, all rolled into one superset. If you're wanting more from your life, to feel better, look better, to heal, perhaps to have more and to be more, then this is the podcast for you. Because you're going to learn how to strengthen your mind and develop your awareness physically, mentally, and emotionally. All from the inside out. Welcome to the Mind Your Muscle Podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. Today I have a special guest on. Another guest from another country. So this is like possibly my second guest in a row from another country without having done another country guest episode before. I hope I'm going to get her name right. It's Diana from Slovenia, but living in Sweden, working online, which throws another thing into the mix. So Diana, it's great to have you on the podcast. Maybe you could do a better introduction. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what do you do, and why are you here?
Thank you so much, Paul. This is so fun. My expectation for this podcast is really to have fun. This is why I'm here and to build connection. I'm gonna say this for the first time, probably. I am an activator of human potential. And we will go probably into this story, how this happened. If I go like really a cliche and title, I'm success and business coach, and I help online entrepreneurs to launch with love and scale with soul their online businesses by taking aligned, inspired action. I'm also a mom of three kids. I'm an expat. I speak 7 languages, fun fact. And I love life. That's a little bit about me.
Awesome. So there's a little bit of woo-woo in what you do.
Yes, a lot of woo-woo.
Okay, cool. In terms of you, that title there you've described, activator of human potential, what the fuck is that?
So, you know, when you know, so I'm a big visionary. So that's one of my strengths. When I see someone and when I connect with them, can we go deep in a woo-woo? Is that okay?
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, when you have this, wow, I met this person, but it seems like I know them for like in my past life, like the soul alchemy, right? And when you have this conversation with someone and you're just like, fuck yes, this is it. We are so connected. But then you see this person, oh, you know what? I am just here doing the thing that doesn't light my soul on fire. And I can pick that up. I can pick that up really quickly. And for me, it's like I need 30 minutes with a person and I can map up their life, like seriously. And I can see what are their biggest capacities that they are not using. So for me, activating human potential is through aligned, inspired action. So they really get clear on what is their mission, what is their purpose, and how to get there with ease and effortless. Because a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, my people who have been in my programs, they really believe that having success has to be hard and you need to really hustle. So activating human potential also in a way that feels so dang good that they like, hey, I work, but it doesn't feel like work.
And this is a shift that you've really experienced yourself in terms of, because you said that, you know, that was like one of the first times you're saying that out loud, in terms of your title, I guess. And I don't like to use the word titles and the I ams, et cetera, but so this is something that you've shifted from recently. So how or why did that come about? Why have you now move more towards this intuitive aspect of your coaching, your business?
I come from a immigrant family, right? Where my parents always believed, bless them, that you have to work hard, really, really hard for success. You have to study. And I did. I was the best student. I was a good kid. I always, you know, I started to work at a very young age. I had a work ethic, a discipline. Started my first business when I was 21. Did my bachelor degree in business, master degree in business, everything. I ticked off everything. I found a job back at home. I was working at the university where I got my degree. Pretty much like perfect lifestyle, like dream life. And at one point where I realized, wow, on an external, everyone says like, you have such a beautiful life. It's everything that you wanted. And then it clicked me like, oh, is this what I wanted? Is this really what I want? And I said to my husband, you know what, let's just pack our bags and move to Sweden. And I got an opportunity for scholarship. I also was pregnant with our second child. And that was like, oh, universe is actually telling me that this is a sign, we need to move. And it felt so good. So that was one shift that happened. Okay, I'm moving from so-called dream lifestyle that everyone was thinking, oh, that's so good, to now this, we're going to do something else. And that something else felt first 3 years just a big struggle. I felt, oh my God, I left this everything, and everyone was saying to me, what did you do? We told you, you should not do that. But in my core, I felt that this was a good thing and I just need to persevere. I just need to go through that. I'm not going to say pain, but that uncomfortable feeling of where you, hey, I need to expand, I need to grow, and I need to go through this uncomfortable space where I am now to come into this new me, right? So after this 3 years of struggling here in Sweden, I found my path as an educator and as a coach, and like really started to build my business. And that felt good to an extent where I love to learn. I love to pay forward my knowledge. But then again, while I was growing and going into personal development so rapidly, I felt that there is something that is really weighing me down. And it was my responsibility, I guess, to realize that in our relationship with my partner, with my husband, we just built this gap where I was growing so fast and he was not. And I felt that he's actually limiting me. And this year we were trying to fix this for past 2 years, but this year in October, we actually decided to go, our separate ways. And this is how I felt. Once I was free of that, like someone telling me what to do and what to not to do, it felt so freeing. And it felt like, wow, this is how freedom actually looks like. It's not the money, it's not the time, but actually to do what the fuck you want to do in your life without anyone telling you, hey, this is wrong, this is not okay. And this is where the activation of human potential comes, when you actually know that you're meant for more and that you're going fully in. And then we both were at BBD Live, where I spent whole November just soul searching, just reflecting, and just doing the inner work, which we know that sometimes is not sexy, is not good, but it is the work. It is actual work. Sometimes we feel that, oh, I need to build a website, I need to build a landing page, I need to post, I need to go live. That's not the work. The work is within, right? Just getting clear on that. What is your inner guidance? Where are you? Where are you going? And I did so much of that BBD Live was just that, the opened the lid to everything.
Yeah. So just for our listeners, so BBD Live is business by design, although it could be business by divine as well. Could be a new one for him. Business by Design Live. So that's James Wedmore. That's where we've met through his mentorship and Business by Design. And that was taking place in November. I was actually meant to go to BBD Live in 2019, but I didn't go because I had my own breakdown, I guess, in terms of what you know, very similar. You didn't use that word, but effectively that's what you've been through, where you've had to break stuff down. Breakdown doesn't necessarily mean psychologically breaking down. For me, it was psychological. For me, it was business.
Oh,
for
wow.
me, it was everything back then. But yeah, so that's where you've come through. That's where we've met. That's, you know, it sounds like James has been a big influence in terms of that intuitive aspect of what you do and following your heart and breaking down those beliefs. And that's something that I always talk about, not just in the podcast, but, you know, with my clients too. You know, we need to break down the beliefs that, and I can't really say this to people, you know, it's because we always get defensive in that point. But whenever you talk about, oh, you have a limiting belief around something, or you shouldn't be doing that, people dig their heels in, they get really defensive. So, you know, we've got to kind of package that up in a nice way that we're talking about, well, you know, if you want something to change, if you want your life to change, then ultimately what that's coming from is a belief around why you're doing what you're doing or why you're not doing what you're doing. So that's all coming from the belief. So we have to change the belief in order to change the outcome to get the result that we want. But again, like you've talked about, you got to make fucking sure that what you're doing is what you want. And that is one of the most important things. And I think it does take a little bit of maturity to get there.
Yeah.
I mean, it, would you agree, you know, that it takes you going through some shit?
I think that if you don't, like, there is, and this is where I think also the saying comes, you either get a lesson that you need or result that you want. And you can't get the result that you want if you don't get the lesson that you need before. And that lesson always comes through shit. I don't know any other way. Or if we are like nicely put, you have to go through that process of feeling uncomfortable. I'm not saying that when I say like with ease and effortless, it should be your work, what you're doing has to feel so good. Has to be like, I don't want to stop working. It's so, so good. You know, even, I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like, oh my God, another coaching call day. You know, I have 5 back-to-back calls and I'm just like looking at my schedule and just like, oh my God. But after 5 calls, you're just like, give me more, right? It's just that I love what I'm doing with all my core and I don't want to stop.
Yeah.
And, you know, and going through the process of when you are leveling up, at one point you will feel, okay, I hit the cap. What is going on? Let's just expand that. And that means expanding your vision because you can only grow to extend of your vision, right? And if you expanding your vision, because you are expanding, you're not shrinking, you're expanding, and expansion feels uncomfortable.
You used a word there that I refer to as my 2020, which was leveling up. So I know it was ironic as well that it was 2020, which in itself is a level. So yeah, 2020 for me was all about leveling up. And, you know, I agree, we have to go through the pains and the hardships and the mistakes to learn from them. And it's as simple as recognizing that, look, that the oak tree starts off as a seed in the fucking dirt. It's not sitting there in a 5-star hotel getting pampered to grow. No, it's growing through the dirt. It's growing. And it's pushing through the storms and the rain and the cold, and, you know, and that's just taking life back to nature at its very core, and recognizing that, hey, if that little seed can do that and then it can grow for the next 200 years, then what is our human potential whenever we have higher mental faculties, you know, of our will and our intuition and our memory and our perception and our imagination and reasoning. Okay. And no, I'm not saying that the oak tree doesn't, because I'm not an oak tree studier, but I'm just surmising that it might not. So, you know, I think we have to go there, and we talk about that. And I talk about that a lot, is learning from those experiences. And maybe trying to reframe them. It's very easy to use the words mistakes and lessons, but they're just experiences, because
feedback.
And that's, life is an experience. Every moment is an experience. Every second is a moment. So, and we're just analyzing, we're just becoming scientists of those moments, and looking for that feedback and seeing, well, okay, well, like that, didn't like that. Why did I not like that? Why did I like that? What I want, what I not want. And it's just, that's just constant with life, because life is choice. And effectively, you know, that's what it comes down to in what we're doing in business, in our relationships, in personal life, in health, and everything else. So
I want to go back to what you said, Leon, you know, what you like, what you don't like. I think in this distracted world that is happening so fast to us, we don't take time to actually assess what we like and what we don't like. We are so wired to get instant gratification, and so wired to get these big, you know, quick wins, that we don't actually assess, hey, what has internally shifted? What has happened internally on external? Like you mentioned, and you said, like, I don't like titles. I tried by having all these accolades, titles, achievements, certifications, but that's not what made me who I am. I am who I am because I am who I am and not what I do, right? And we don't take a pause and just to say, hey, what do I like? Just a simple check-in. How was my day? What was like really, what was fueled with energy? You know, did I enjoy making breakfast for my kids? You know, just that reflection and just that awareness every day builds up to, oh, I can build life on my own terms, but I need to know what these terms are.
I actually spoke about that there with my clients this week when we were doing a coaching call. It kind of was based around perception and just about hitting that pause button, more from the point of view of the season, because we're recording this episode in December of 21. So we're obviously approaching Christmas, and I know that Christmas can be a stressful time for a lot of people. And, you know, you're maybe meeting like family members or people you haven't seen in a while, or maybe you're out, or there's lots of stresses, etc.
Anxiety, and, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes we just need to hit that pause button if something is annoying us, or doesn't feel right. And we just need to hit that pause button and just sit with that for a while and not judge it, but look for the good in it. And it's not about this positive toxicity where it's like, you got to find the good. No, it's like, well, you know, is there good? Let's see, you know, what comes of this for a couple of days and sit on it. And then actually be in that position to recognize that, you know what, it's not as bad as I thought it was. Because looking back,
in our head, right?
Yeah.
But make it big.
It's never as bad. It might have been bad. And it's not that it was easy, but we got through it. Okay, and that's, you know, that's what I'm always wanting to recognize. So with the work that you do, and with clients, you're obviously busy, parent, three kids. You sound like you've kind of gone from that hustle to flow. Would that be right?
Yeah. So that happened. Like that happened really intuitively, where I was like so proud of being busy. And I love that you mentioned this word, because I don't consider myself busy. I'm super conscious about the time that I spend in my business and with people that I spend now. But before I would like, yeah, give me everything. I'm just gonna work 16 hours. And even if it felt on the outside, wow, she has it all, right? Again, I found myself in a burnout so many times, and not just physical. It was actually because I was not pursuing what I want to pursue. I was doing so many things that just didn't resonate. You know, when you're starting your business, you have so many hats on, right? And more that I could delegate, more I could outsource and really be that, do what you do best and outsource the rest, more I felt aligned. More it felt, wow, I don't have to actually have to control this part of my business. I don't actually need to do freaking graphics for my podcast or my social media. That actually someone else can do that while I coach my people and I actually do what is not replaceable by me, right? By someone else. So more I went from that, that was a hustle. Hustle was like doing everything, controlling everything, managing everything and just wanting to do stuff instead of like really be in the person that I want to be. So that shift happened in 2019. I realized that more I'm tuning into my intuition, more I felt, wow, if I say no to this, even if it's a lucrative opportunity, it does feel heck yes in my body. And that's on a long term, it's going to give me more of opportunities that I really, really want, right? So just checking in with my body and just feeling, okay, I can just be this person and I'm going to manifest great opportunities that feel like really attracting and not pushing. Because if you're in a hustle mode, you will push, you will chase, you will be like this predator, like I'm always on the watch. Where in a flow, you're just like, okay, I'm here, I'm cool, I have my cool vibe. And it's funny how people think that it's backwards. You have to be always like running. And when you're just being and you're just like, hey, you have this beautiful energy that people love to be around. You attract so much goodness. And that's where I think flow comes for me. And being totally not trying to be someone else. Like people are tired of that fakeness. And I know that the authenticity is something that we talk a lot, but I truly, really believe that when you go out as a butterfly, you mentioned oak tree, I always refer to butterfly. Butterfly goes through big transformation. It's painful. And when it comes out, it's magnificence. It's so good. Everyone wants to be around and everyone wants to see that butterfly, right? So I feel that when you allow yourself to be that butterfly and be a little bit vulnerable and be honest and transparent, that's where you attract your people. And that feels so much flow.
And you run your own podcast as well?
Yes.
What's the podcast called?
The podcast is called Fearless and Successful Podcast.
And you've been, I think you said you've been doing it for 3 years now. You're in
season 6.
And you mentioned as well before we started that it was like the top three.
Yeah, it's global. Yeah, top three globally ranked. It hits around 77 countries. It's pretty good.
Yeah, my podcast is in the top three podcasts that I do, that I run myself. Yeah, no, I only run one, but yeah. So maybe I'll get into my own top three one day. So we have the Fearless and Successful podcast. And outside of work, what is Diana enjoy doing?
I love to dance. I think that how you dance is a reflection of how you live. And that's just my perception. And it's like, okay, not how you dance, but more of, do you dance through life? Do you have that time when you're just feeling connected with your body and you feel connected with the life? I love to dance. We dance every morning with my kids. That's just a big routine that we do. We just crank it out and just do our Justin Timberlake song, which is so cool. And I think I'm a big adrenaline junkie. I just love to push myself out of my comfort zone and do things that my mind thinks are scary. But going back to, hey, I'm safe. I have my breath, just connecting with my breath and feeling, hey, I'm safe, I'm alive, and that's okay.
Awesome. So there's obviously a lot of spirituality in what you do now, not just in business, but in personal life. That aspect of intuition, of following what's going on internally, and moving through that and allowing that to help the flow of your own life. So we're going to be wrapping up here shortly. In terms of just before we do that, the types of issues maybe that you help clients with, is there kind of like a theme there that you're kind of seeing, like a repeating theme? Well, you know, this is an issue that's kind of cropping up all the time whenever I'm working with clients. Like, what a, like, because for me as a, you know, as a PT and online coach, normally the big three that people are wanting help with is weight loss, confidence boosting, and anxiety reduction. All right, so those are like the three kind of overarching themes that I'll deal with. So what are the kind of top three things that you're maybe working with and needing to work with clients on?
Yeah, I think the first one is like that self-worth and just believing in yourself that you are worthy of success, and success doesn't need to be hard. Money issues are big with my clients. Like, they just feel that money is hard to get. The second would probably be the fear of judgment and fear of just being out there and sharing your voice and being opinionated. Like, that's, I need to hide. I need to just shrink, and I don't want anyone to get triggered. I don't want anyone. So these are big things that we are working with my clients. And then the third would probably be the focus. My multi-passionate people, that they love to get busy. They love to be busy being busy with all the stuff. And I think that just discipline and you know, going into one thing, when we have a 90-day plan, like, that's one project and you go all in and you just crush it. That fear of missing out, eliminate that. You're not missing out on anything if you're just doing one thing. And, you know, how you do one thing is how you do everything.
Okay, cool. And where can listeners connect with you at?
I would love to connect with your audience on Instagram. I love to dance. I love reels. I obsess on reels very much. So if you want to see this crazy chick doing some dance moves with her daughters, there's the best way to connect on Instagram.
Perfect. And just before we finish, is there a book, an audio book, or something that you would recommend to the listeners that if they haven't, then they should definitely go and check it out?
Yeah, absolutely. One of, and we are probably in personal development, we are bookworms, but one of my best tips and recommendation is Nick Pigeon, 30-Day Guide to Happiness. Now Is Your Chance, his book, that is called. It really guides you through finding that happiness within, and you have access to happiness on demand. So it's such a beautiful guide.
Fantastic. So I haven't heard of that book myself, so I'm going to go and check it out. I do believe I have an Amazon credit there that might have its name on it, so I'll maybe get that done today.
A perfect Christmas present for yourself.
Yes, perfect. 100%. So Diana, it was lovely chatting to you. It was great to have you on the podcast. I'm so glad to see that you've gone through that phase. You know, you've leveled up, you've activated your own potential, and that you are now in the process of helping others to activate their potential, both on personal and professional levels. I want to wish you all the very best for 2022. And I must get a listen to the podcast and check out some of those dance moves.
Thank you so much.
Okay, it was great to chat. Hopefully catch up soon.
Thanks for listening to the whole podcast. If you're someone who enjoys seeing other people grow, then please share this podcast with your friends and family. If you found help through my voice and message, then I'm sure that they will too. So please share it on social media, share it via text, WhatsApp, and your DMs. Be present, challenge your own beliefs, trust the process, take action, be the community. So please, for every episode I share with you, I'd love you to share that podcast directly with someone else. And if you have questions, I'm there to help too. You can email me questions to paul@volumefitness.co.uk. I might even use your question for a future episode. And lastly, I do have one more request. And you only have to do this once, by the way. I want to reach and help more people, and you can help me with that. So if you can, please leave my podcast a fantastic review on iTunes. That way we can both help others gain strength and belief, all from the inside out. Thanks for listening.